Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. thank God this morning for those wondrous blessings. We're just so gracious today, giving God all praise and all honor, deserving to him this day. And Pastor Martin and the other ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we thank God for all of you today, and to the laity, to the body of Christ, we thank God for you, because what God has done for you, through you, and by you, can't nobody else do it. He's the only one can bring us out of poverty into prosperity. So we're just gracious to him, because, and he told us to ask. He told us to ask. If you ask according to my word, he'll give it to us according to the word. Our faith sometimes lets us down. Our doubting sometimes let us down. Sometimes people whispering in your ear and tell you what you can't do, sometimes let you down. But I heard the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And that wasn't just for the Apostle Paul, that was for Lionel Smith, and all these other ministers, preachers, and the laity that's in this building this month. That's for all of us. Not for one person, for all people. If you realize it today that the word of God covers all people. And I'm just gracious to him this day for allowing us to be in this place at this particular hour. Today we want to look at some things that's, it's according to God's will, but so oftentimes we neglect it because of we fear what other folks might say. It's not in the protocol of society, but it is in the protocol of the Lord. Do we sometimes search ourselves and see that, you know, what I say, is it scripture or is it just something I'm thinking about? The day has come now, church, that we need to stay and labor in the word and in the doctrine of Christ. Yes. It has come now. Ain't no it's reasoning about it, and he's thinking about it. The day has come now. And like Joshua said way back some 4,000 years ago, he said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. We have to do that now. We got to know who we're going to serve. We got to know where we're going from here. We got to identify with Christ. There are some things in life that we don't like to talk about, our bypass, things in this earth where we come through. And I'm reminded that God told Moses to tell Israel, the way you was enslaved, the way you was treated in slavery, teach it to your son's son, and son's son until he come back. Keep teaching it. But you know what we've done? Keep from offending people. We stop talking about it. I'm telling you what God said. We stop talking about it. Because I'm Dr. So-and-so, you don't want to say it in front of me. And you can't identify with me because you don't want me to identify with you. And you're ashamed to own me because of what I stand for. So what we do, we cast the ways of God and put them on the side. And we pick up the standard of man and go with it. The end results is destruction. But if you pick up Jesus in the first place, don't deny him for nobody. Hold on to him in regards to what you go through. Then what God's going to do, he's going to lift you up. And those enemies that was trying to keep you down, they're going to be looking up at you. That's what God wants us to understand there. If you know you in the word, please hear me today. If you know you in the word without a shadow of a doubt, and you can be tested by the word, you can tell them to follow me in the scripture. If you know you there, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if therefore there is condemnation in your life, you got something to worry about. So today, y'all missed it on Wednesday night. I urge that you come to the lesson. You can ask questions. But I can't answer that night, I have it the next night for you. I promise you. The word of God instructs us into all righteousness and all truth. From Titus. Now y'all gonna be glad today because we're talking about preachers today. We're talking about these preachers today. Y'all keep it in mind. Now we're talking about the preachers, y'all, here. All right. But it's the word is for all of us, but we're gonna look at the preachers today. And I want y'all to know how we're supposed to act. I'm gonna tell it to you straight out of scripture today. I'm gonna tell you how we're supposed to act every day of our life, the preachers. I ain't talking about the deacon, I'm talking about the preachers. And this, they'll run me out of the state convention if I get up and say this in the state convention. The preachers. Because, see, I don't have no, if I say this, they going to do this. I don't play that. I just teach the word, what the word of God said. Go on about my business. The apostle Paul tried to teach the people at Corinth that he say, Paul plants, Apollos water, but God give the increase. He said, I'm just going to say it and go on about my business. Say it like God said, go on about my business. And let God take care of the rest of it.
His word.
So in Titus, the third chapter of Titus, 8 verse through the 11th verse. Titus 3, 8 through 11. Look what it says. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and the second admonition, reject. Now, y'all, you better hold on to that. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. You may be seated. Now, watch this. You need to know this. Jealousy, strife, contentions, animosity has no place in God's kingdom.
Yes.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
First of all, I said we're going to talk about preaching. Look at your pastor first. If you know of anything, anyone that the pastor, you know without a shadow of a doubt, got anything against anybody, raise your hand, right? I'm giving you an opportunity nobody else going to give you. You know anything that the pastor got against anybody, that he misused anybody, raise your hand and explain to the congregation so they'll know me better. Anybody in here, you open. I'm open to you. You know anything I did somebody wrong, open it or close, let me know it so I can get better my condition.
Amen.
I want to better my estate with God. So if you know I hate somebody, raise your hand. Let me know. I love you, Keisha. I don't hate you, baby. Anybody you know, look, I don't love you. I can't stand to be around you. The only people I can't stand to be around is those that talk against the word of God. And if you be around them, it may be a storm to come and kill you along with them. This is a faithful saying. These things that I will, that thou affirm constantly. Do not back up off the word of God. Tell it, tell it, tell it. Even if it caused deficiency in your life, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell it like God say, tell. Don't tell what you want to tell you. This the way I do it. That your way ain't nothing. Do it God's way. See, a lot of people, this is why the church be divided a lot of time. Because everybody in there got a different direction to go in. It ain't but one direction to go in. That's God's way of doing it. But we have ideas and opinion. I tell y'all, this guy been through all this. If think about this, if I tell, I read a scripture and I tell 50 people in here might get in here and say, well, this is what I feel about it. This is what I see. Then you tearing the church up. You ain't supposed to see, but one thing is that what the scripture say. The only thing you're supposed to see. That's why we the miracles, he praying, anointing us and stuff, and that we don't take effect because we got ideas and opinions. Your idea and opinion must be what the Lord Jesus say, and the Holy Spirit going to back it up. The purpose of the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and instruct us into all righteousness and all truth. But I promise you, I witnessed again yesterday. They had a funeral service. I was there. And they made a mistake and opened the flow. Expression. Lord, what they do that for? Like half the church get up and had to say something. That can't be the Holy Ghost because it ain't in order. When I go anywhere, yeah, I'm talking about the preacher. I told you about the preacher today. When I go anywhere, I don't never have no desire to say nothing. If it come up that they want me to say something, I say it. Before me wanting to get up and say, the only time I say something in this church, I want God to bear witness of me. The only time I say something in this church when I'm getting up doing what I'm doing right now. You don't never see me in no organization, no department head or nothing, talking nothing. Because I believe the people that's in the head of the organization and facility, they ought to be able to govern their self. Yeah. Then if they can't govern it, then they need to come to me and discuss it with me, and I can tell you the direction to go in. It's going to be Bible directions, though. Ain't nothing about what I feel. Because I don't go on my feeling, because if I go on my feeling, I'll be a disaster. So what the Lord is saying, and what this preacher is saying, through the word of God, it's a faithful thing here. I want you to preach it, teach it, tell it, show it, affirm it, don't neglect it. Be constant present of mind always the duties of God, that they which believe God might be what? Careful to maintain what? A good word. The church should be full of good word. We ought to be running over with good work in here. All of us got different administrative duties and positions. We ought to run over each other with work. I'm talking about with the work of God. Not what I want to do is show out in the church. I'm not a show out man. Wherever I ever went in my life, I just sit back in the corner and observe and learn and get educated. A lot of time I was educated with silly people. And I look back and I go in the Bible and I say, it didn't say what they just did. The scripture didn't say do it like that. And then when I oppose people, which I do in a professional way, one-on-one, not in front of the congregation, one-on-one, well, you judging somebody, Rev. Oh my God. I said, how I'm judging? I'm reading the scripture to you and I'm judging? Escape. But he said this, be careful to maintain what? Good works, good report. Anybody in here ever been talked about? Anybody ever here been lied on? A lie hurt, don't it? Y'all didn't know that? If somebody in this place say a lie don't hurt, you ain't been saved. I'm just gonna be blunt with you. It hurt Jesus start crying over Jerusalem. And he ain't did no wrong. And church folks holler about, give it to the Lord. He gave it to you. He gave it to you to work out, not him. Ain't no sense you saying, I'm going to give it to the Lord. God did all the work on this earth that he'll ever do until he come back and receive us unto himself. And we'll say, quick, give it to God. No, you got to tell him that Jesus commissioned us to go and do the same work he was doing. And he said here, make sure you do a good work. Work that's profitable to the church. To the church. Look what he said here in Colossians 3:1-3. If ye then being risen, listen to this good. Now, if ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on what? Right hand of God. Listen good now. And it was, went on to say, set your affection on the things above, not on the things of the earth. You got to think spirit all the time. Holy Spirit all the time. We got to think that way. Keep your opinion out of God's works. Don't that hurt, don't it? You need to keep your opinion to yourself and speak what the word of God say.
Amen.
That's all you need, what the word say. I don't need your opinion. Nah, I'm talking about the preacher, me personally. If I'm not capable of passing this church, y'all listen, can everybody hear me? Or do y'all need to get the mic turned up, huh? Can everybody hear me? If I'm not capable of passing this church, then you need to get somebody that's capable of passing the church like God say pastor. And I'm not going to get angry or upset because we're finna get to that now. I'm not going to be angry or upset. I'm not going to be ignorant. I'm going to be a professional. 100% right, according to the word. Y'all throw me out of here today, you think I'm going to go in the street and tell somebody? No, that ain't their business. I'm going to just sit back there with Linda back there and be cool. We need to understand this. These are the ways of God. You preachers, listen to what it say now. It say, 1 Peter 2:13 says, submit yourself to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether it be to kings or supreme. Submit yourself to them. You got to, look, because I'm a Christian don't mean that I got to cut somebody else down and give them deficiencies. No helping them get where I am. Then I've done something. But if I'm just sitting up there giving you direction, I'm just up here giving you direction what you ought to do, and I don't even, I'm not doing nothing myself, but giving direction. The Bible tell me I got to live by precepts and examples. If I tell you don't drink no water, I definitely ain't going to drink none. I'm telling you don't drink, then I'm drinking. Now, they tell me that's crazyism. I got to be the first partaker. I'm talking about what the Bible say. I have to be first partakers of the fruit myself. When I raise my vineyard, when I grow my crop, I got to be the first one to test it. We like to have some time. We got a lot of preachers, bishops, and everything else got armor barrier. Mm-hmm. Y'all, you need to count the cost up. Can I tell you what that is? Truly. Look, okay, wherever I go, I want some water. My armor bearer, you got to take the water first. Look. And when he fall, I'm going to somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying? Test my food. See, this ain't, it ain't nothing just to play with. This strong. He represents me. He stands before me. He protects me. He shields me. He admonishes me when I'm veering off to the wrong direction. That's an armor barrier. But you got to be fixed by God to be an armor barrier. You got to save yourself. In the older days, when the kings brought in a servant in his household or in his kingdom, he brought in somebody called a eunuch. Could I talk to y'all a little bit? Y'all don't mind me telling the truth, huh? They castrated the eunuch. So he can sleep in the bed with the king's wife. Ain't no problem. God help us, y'all. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. But it's scripture, though. I'm all scripture. I don't play that foolishness. Unless I know what I'm saying, I'm not going to say it to you. I respect y'all. It says, listen to what he say here. It's, if you do things on your own or the way you want to do it, it ain't going to help the church none.
No.
If you do it like God say do it, everybody can give a hand to it, benefit from it.
Right.
But if you just doing what you want to do, I know smart people. I used to work with some smart people.
Yeah.
I used to work with some smart, smart people. And they sent them to me. And they come out and say, well, Reb, I thank you. I said, don't come out here thinking. I need you to work, not think. I'm doing the thinking. You work. I'm like that right now. If you got to think for me, y'all got to move me out the way. You here to work. You gonna come out here talking about what to do. You get hold to that shovel yarn and that pick and go to work. Now, that's what I tell them. I don't need you suggesting your opinion. I didn't get here by opinionating. I get you through my works. Good works. That's of the church. Good works that's of the house of God. Now, look what he said. He said, now, preachers, listen to this good. You might be worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So what are you saying? I got to be my work. If I don't have no faith, in what I do, I don't have no works. Faith without work is dead. See what I'm saying? All this talk that I'll be doing to you and you don't see me producing nothing, I ain't nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. That's what the book say. I say me. I ain't say nobody else in this church. I say me. So he said here, do stuff that's worthy. Do stuff that God say do. And can't nobody say nothing to you. Do you realize if you stay in the book, can't nobody condemn you? Do you realize that? Do you realize even if the devil challenged you, you're going to put him to open shame? Read Psalms 91. Read Psalms 91. Satan tried him and tried him and throw this at him and throw that at him. And all Jesus did was cool, look. My father said this, that, and the other. He was so cool with it. He didn't get upset and crazy. Do church folks, we ain't that long, do church folks get mad? Come on now, y'all. Church people don't get mad, do they? No. Church people don't get mad. Y'all help me. I'm trying to learn. Do church people get mad and cuss?
Find one of them out. Find one of them out.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Let's look at it. See, avoid what? Foolish question. Genealogy and contention, striving about the law, for they are unprofitable to all. Watch this. Watch this, children of God. The scribes and the Pharisees come before Christ and told you broke the law of Moses. Mm-hmm. They're fussing about who was right and who was wrong. They were so far in left field, it was a shame. They should have been hung, all of them, because they had been taught properly. And they're coming up and bragging on the law. The law say this, and the law say this. We ain't talking about the law. We talking about the Savior. Yeah. Follow the Savior. If they'd have obeyed the law, they still have got the same benefit. All God did is added grace and mercy to the law, and that was the fulfillment of the law. He didn't change nothing in the law. Watch this. And I keep saying this. I guess y'all think I'm out of whack. Do you not know all the people that ever died, if Jesus give us three or four gospels, if he the true and living God, you know what they got to do? He got to call every one of them up to come back to this earth and give them the same thing. If he don't, he done messed up, and he can't save nobody else. That's powerful, ain't it? I know you're saying he crazy out of his mind. No, I'm not. I'm in Christ's mind. I'm in Christ's mind now. Because what Jesus do, he can't fail, he can't make no mistake, he can't err, he can't do nothing wrong, according to the Bible. And he told us to follow him. Throw them things down, them fishing nets, and throw them fishing poles down, and come go with me. Now, you know, if Jesus come back today, he don't have to, it ain't scripture, and tell them brothers to do the same thing, man, he must be crazy to think I'm going to leave my Cadillac, leave my Rolls Royce, and run behind him. He got to be off. We'll say that today. He got to have good sense, you know that. I got to work and eat and survive. No, but when you got faith, I'm finna come home and make you mad, sure enough. When you got faith in your pastor, that you know he ain't gonna misuse you, know he ain't gonna abuse you, know he ain't gonna talk against you. Listen at me good now. He ain't gonna do you nothing wrong. And if he do anything, gonna be good all the time. If you have that kind of faith in the pastor, we'll grow together. And we'll be able to take up one for another. But when you don't have that type of faith in your pastor, this is what we're going to do. I want y'all to look at me. trying to find a fault. Everywhere you see me, trying to get something on me. I got to get that rascal. I don't like him, but I can't say nothing in this church because they'll know I ain't no good either. So I got to get something on him. That's what people did. High investigator, looking at TV yesterday, a woman in this state hired an investigator on her husband. That's ridiculous. Wasting money. Hired an investigator on her husband. That's crazy. And she ain't want him just to say, I don't want you. Go on about the business.
I don't trust you. Get out of here. That's right.
But you hired an investigator to find faults in somebody. How you do that? And you save Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, tongue speaking, and you're going to go in the world and let the world dictate how you're supposed to live. God help us. In Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, 23 and 24, I think it says something about, but foolish and unlearned question, avoid them, knowing that they do gender strife. Watch this. If you ask a question, let it be pertaining to the Bible, the history of the Bible, the characters of the Bible. Make sure it's dead. Don't ask nothing silly and stupid. Because what you're going to do, this in here, going to know what the Bible said. This in here won't know what the Bible said. And then you're going to start stirring up strife and anger and hatred and all this other stuff. So if I'm a Bible scholar, I know a lot in the Bible, I ain't got to show out. I don't have to show out. I just have to show Jesus. And you'll get educated by looking at me. Just show Jesus, not show out now. I don't need you to know how much I know. When I come through Trouble Valley, you watch how I come out of Trouble Valley. That's going to determine what I know. Sometimes we put certain people in position because they academically sharp, but they spiritually dead. Y'all ain't never heard that before. Your labor is in vain. It's in vain. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. And be apt to teach with patience. Watch this, my brother. Watch this. Lord help us. I could tell people in the church, what you raising hell for? Watch this. I'm just going by the scripture. I hadn't put nothing yet but all scripture. Bro, what you mad for? So-and-so, I just can't stand them. Well, go lay them down. Go there and put your arm on them. Hug him and tell him how much you love him. Or tell her how much you love him. Go tell him that. And don't say it in strife and hatred and animosity and all that. Just tell him. Then show him. Say, look, I tell you what. Come go to dinner with me today. That's the way you do. That's what Jesus wants us to act. Let's go to dinner. Let's go out somewhere. Let's go down to the ball game. Let's sit down and have fun. Watch our young people come forward. You're doing something good. But I find in the church, and no offense to you, I'm just telling it like it is. I come through a storm in my life. You know, church folks, if you say something about a ball, they get offended. You know what they say? Oh, all his mind is on ball. Thank God he's on ball. Ain't on dope, huh? Ain't on drinking, huh? The ball ain't gonna hurt you. Ball gonna build you because you got to take physical exercise and all that to get built up, to get in shape to play ball. So they really gonna help you morally and what? Physically and mentally. That's right, make you alert. That's exactly right. But what we do, y'all, we set in a gender. You sit there most all the time, don't you? But if another brother or sister said they don't say nothing, just go get another seat. Good God Almighty Jesus. Woo! The Apostle Paul said, look at that 10th verse there. It says, A man that is an heretic after the first and the second admonition, reject him. Ooh, did y'all catch that? A heretic. I need to tell you what that means, though. That's false. He's teaching false doctrine, a teaching which denies one of the foundational beliefs of the church, such as the lordship and deity of Christ Jesus. You're cutting Christ down as a man, just a man, not a supreme authority. You're handling Jesus like he's just somebody like you. Mm-hmm. Jesus is over everything, everybody, and everything. He's over the whole world. Everything was made by him and come out of him. And you tell me you're going to cut him down? And I'm going to cut Carter down? Well, I'm cutting Jesus down. If I lift Carter up, I'm lifting Jesus up. Do we understand that? There are people, and they go to church. Anything you say that they're not familiar with the scripture, listen now, listen good. They'll think it's wrong if they don't say nothing to you. But I got a trick for everybody. If somebody say something, what you do, you don't have to address them, especially publicly. You go in your Bible, pick it up, go to the scripture. If you don't see it, now watch this now. You don't see it in your Bible, this preacher come here and preach and say all that stuff, and I didn't see it in my book, the scripture he gave it wasn't in my book. Don't fool with him no more. Because he finna tear the church up. That's what the scripture say, he finna tear the church up. And we don't need the church, we need to grow the church, not tear it down. It been tore down long enough with them heresies. They say, she say, uncle say, auntie say, my daddy say, that ain't what he'll be. But if you say this with pride, Jesus say, then you're on the right road now. You're doing what he wants you to do. And he's going to bless you abundantly. 2 Corinthians 13:2 say, I told you before and foretold you as if I were present, if I was right there with you. The second time, being absent now, I write to them which herefore have sinned and to, listen at this good, all other, that if I come again, I will not spare nothing. Now, I'm going to show you something. If I'm in Bunker, Baton Rouge, anywhere, and it's a mess come up in this church, and I write a letter, I make a phone call, this is the way I want it done. Don't do it no other way but the way I say do it. And I make two calls here, and there ain't no change in what I told you to do, long as I'm biblical. When I come here, I'm going to set everything. Mm-hmm. If y'all can't get along, get out there. Get out there. All you preachers, get out there. I don't need you up here with me. You're a devil. And then you're going to get mad and want to fight me. And I'm going to knock you out. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real with this stuff. Let's be real. I know. I've been living in it all my life. Preacher down here, and the preacher up here told the preacher, shut up. And the main preacher just like him, he say, look, who you talking? He said, I'm talking to you. He said, I'll come down there, and I ain't going to tell you what they say in church. So I know what I'm saying. You don't have to counsel me on it. I know what I'm saying. He said, I'm writing this letter. Paul was merely saying this. If I come to you and you still in the same state, yeah, some tail whooping going to take place. Not physical, but divinely. He going to whoop you with the word. And how many people like to be whooped with the word? None. None. A lot of us don't want you to correct them. None of us don't want you to correct them. Every organization I'm in, I told you I have to live by a precept and example. Every organization I'm in, I never have an opinion. My overseer tell me what to do, and I do that. That's the way God said do it. He said if you go before king, princes, or whoever, submit yourself to them. So we have to do it like God said do it, or don't do it at all. In Matthew 18, Matthew 18, verse 15 through 17. I want to listen to this. This very familiar with you. You've been hearing it all your life. 18, 15 through 17. And look what it says. Listen what it says. Moreover, if thy brother shall transgress against thee, go to him his fault and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Did y'all believe me? What I tell you all the time, go to thee alone. If he shall hear thee, that means receive you, thou hast gained thy brother. He didn't stop there, though. Look what he said. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Don't I tell you all the time, before you come to me with some stuff, bring the word of God. I don't want to hear you. I'm being open and vocal. Don't come telling me nothing unless it's the word of God. I just read it to you. If you're mad with me, you're mad with God. I just read it verbatim out of the scripture. And it's in your Bible the same way as in mine. But that's the word of God. Now, listen at this, though. Listen at this now. And if he shall neglect to hear them, y'all listening? Tell it unto the church, the whole body. Let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a what? A publican. Watch this. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The authority of the pastor, y'all. The authorities of the pastor right there. I can tell you, baby, loving you 100%. Hey, would you step out the choir for me? No reason I talk to you after church. It's so simple, but we won't stick with the word. We want to give an opinion. If Carter tell me to sit down and let somebody else say no word, I would jump out of there, off that floor. That's the way it is. That's the way we got to be. If we don't be like that, we're not pleasing God. In Romans 6, verse 1 and 2, I think most of us know that. Romans 6, verse 1 and 2, it says this. What shall we say then? Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I've been fixed, washed in the blood and all that, and I'm still doing the same old silly stuff. No, it's something strange about that. Something strange. And you acknowledge it. Nobody else have to know nothing. You acknowledge that it ain't according to the word. You can straighten that yourself because you already been cleaned up. Amen. You can straighten that up. Before you have the Holy Spirit, you can't do nothing with the tongue. But after the Holy Spirit come on you can bridle the tongue. That's according to James, in the 5th James. That's right. But we have to see these things and understand them things. And when we do see and understand, in verse 15 and 16, let's see what it says. Same book. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. You're still wrong. I know grace got me. But he said, you ain't got to mess up. You ain't under the law no more, but you still got to give an account of your deeds done in this body while you was yet here on earth. And then this is what he did for us. If you messed up, he gave you a word called repent. That means just refrain from it or stop. That's what the Lord gave us. We put bondage on the church. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And all you got to do is receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And it'll keep you until the day of redemption. And even if you make mistakes, y'all hear, can everybody hear me? Even if you made mistakes or make a mistake, all you got to do is acknowledge your mistake and just go to him. You can be in the house by yourself, wherever, driving your car and say, Lord, please forgive me and mean it in your heart. It's done. It's done. But we got a problem with that still.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.